I'd like to call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board of Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Will all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Reba?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Fallon?
Here.
All right, first up, we have the minutes of April 20th, 2010.
Any motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Page 9. The interlocal agreement with the county, Warren County for solid waste disposal, I believe I voted no on that.
On the interlocal agreement with Warren County for solid waste disposal, I voted no on that. They wanted us to agree that if they became a Superfund site, they would hold us liable. As part of everybody else, too, so.
Anything else? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Being as we have the superintendent of our local schools here, we're going to change up our agenda just a little bit and do Resolution 115-2010, which is the resolution of approving the amendment to their budget.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Rosen, would you like to say anything on this before we vote?
I realize you're memorializing. I just came by tonight to thank all of you for listening, for our concerns. Scott, John, and Janine and I met. We went over a lot of things. Vic and Dave made some, had some really good questions along with Pat at the last meeting. And on behalf of the Board of Ed and the kids, more importantly, I want to thank you.
Thank you. Any council discussion on this? Hearing none, let's have a roll call, please.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. We have correspondence. We have a request for a block party for July 16th, rain date of July 17th, in the area of, where is it?
State Street,
thank you. State Street in the alley on the side of the State Street. We just need to approve this, and have we let them know that they have to have access for emergency vehicles and things like that for the street?
We need to.
Right, we'll let them know once it's approved. They have to notify the police and emergency vehicle access.
Okay.
I just have one question, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
From what time to what time?
Hmm. No, it is not.
Is it
Ms. Cooley in the audience?
Good evening.
Yes,
do you have times? Oh, yeah, I forgot to put that. Tabby's starting from, what, I don't know, 1 to, I don't know, 6. Not too late. I'm not trying to do it
okay.
late at all.
You're looking for like a 1 to 6 type of thing?
1 to 6, 1 to
7. 1 to 7. Let's do 1 to 7 so you've got time. Then. You can do that then.
Okay, thank you.
Where are you going to college?
Emma, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you down there.
Thank you.
I want to see straight A's, okay?
Always.
Okay.
That's a contingency.
Yeah, it's a contingency.
Normally, we provide the barricades.
That's what you guys want. Okay.
From the DPW garage? Mm-hmm. How do you plan on blocking the road off?
That was up to you guys. I don't,
I
however
can,
you
want to
set up
the
property.
Okay.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the request for the block party.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? You're good.
Thank you.
Now move on to the audience portion. We have a resident request from a Penny Shawl in regards to recreation. Mr. Shawl, are you here? Is it Mrs. or Miss? Miss, I'm sorry.
Several individuals and I have been talking, so I have questions from several different people here. Most of them are not here tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
They can get the microphone closer or something.
How about this? You can hear me this way? If I talk this way, at least
okay,
half and half?
Fine.
That works?
Maybe.
Sure. Okay, let me see what the first question was. The question was posed, what was the status to any of the answers requested by Beth at the two council meetings ago? She had a whole list of, during her presentation, she had a couple of questions. I don't know where they were. The person who was supposed to bring those isn't here tonight.
Okay.
So
I know Taylor had a meeting with her the other day.
Okay.
You want me to do it, please?
Sure.
Please. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Basically, I met with the resident, Bethy Porsky, along with the rec director, other rec staff. She just had some questions and concerns based on the approvals received from the borough council at our last meeting. She's in the process of moving forward on those.
Okay.
I don't recall off the top of my head what every single question was, but
okay.
We did meet last Thursday.
Oh, okay. She hasn't gotten back to me, so. I want a little clarification for the several other people. The way the rec department funds function, a quantity of money given by the town is allocated to the rec department to be utilized for rec function. throughout the course of the year, the rec program collect funds, fees, donations, as such, to compensate for their cost of their program. The money that is accrued by them is left into their accounts. Their particular line item that is not allowed to be moved intra-fund between one line item to another. So softball cannot go to basketball and so forth, right? Is that correct?
If I may, correct. That's how it was. If you recall at the last council meeting, they did change that. Council approved Ms. Yaporsky's request to allow all of the money to be used to offset each rec. That was in her presentation.
Yes,
and they
I don't
said we can.
There was a confirmation of that. I believe there was just a discussion.
Correct. Council discussed it based on Ms. Yaporsky's presentation, and her guidance was to move forward with everything in Beth's presentation to make it happen.
Okay, so now, as effective as today?
I'm actually working with our financial software company, the ones that manage it, to make sure that we can transfer all the data from the old accounts to the new one, so it's seamless. It hasn't officially been done yet. I want to make sure all the data transfers over from the old to the new accounts. It's in the process of being done.
Okay, and the data you're referring to is actual funding.
The financial history, correct.
Okay.
Because to answer your question, there's two types of accounts. There's current account, taxpayer-funded account, if you will, and then there's the trust account, which is fee-based.
Mm-hmm.
Two separate accounts can be used towards the same outcome. Those you can't intermingle. We're not intermingling those. We can intermingle trust within itself. That's what we're in the process of. It will be once all the system is transferred over.
And
I want
TL on
I don't know. We spoke with the finance software company last week. Our goal is to make sure everything transfers over so we can find a history. In the meantime, any expenditures that they're making, they're still making currently at a rec trust. So there's still a paper trail of it. I just don't want the audit trail, the final transaction trail, if you will, from all this to be damaged.
Okay.
So that's what I'm working on with the finance company.
Can you hear me?
Not well.
No. Okay. I'll talk louder. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then,
I can pull it off, I guess.
As you wish. That worked better? Okay. Now, I have, on top of that question, the money that is devoted by the council to the rec department, that goes into the rec department's functioning. That money can be rescinded or returned by statute, November through February. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm learning.
No, no, that's fine. And just so you know, it's not just rec. Every department that statute applies.
Can do that. Okay. But that's only the department, the funds that were allocated from the council to the department.
Correct.
Okay.
Meaning if Department A had $20,000 in it, and by November it still had 10, and it only anticipated using 5 more through the rest of the year, you can take that remaining 5 and give it to a department that might have had an overage that year.
Okay.
As long as at the end of the year, the adopted budget amount equals or is less
net,
than
net result is zero.
That's correct.
Understood. Then I have the point, I guess, to the question is, given the banter that has been going around and the numbers being thrown around, but it is, to my knowledge, and I left my notebook back there, that there has been a general steady increase in the quantity given from the town to the department for the use of recreation, and it's a substantial increase. Is there a reason for that? Is there a reason that it is, I want to say 60% higher than it was 5 years ago, if I remember the math?
I don't have the historical data to answer that question, why it was what it was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is that when I started in...
Which was 1 year ago in February,
April,
I was told?
April.
Okay.
Actually, no, last week of March, actually, of 2009, mm-hmm. The Recreation Committee was enacted. There's no Recreation Commission.
Understood.
The Recreation Committee, in essence, is an advisory board to the rec department. Since there's no, that advisory board cannot legally authorize expenditure of funds.
Mm-hmm.
It's a regular municipal department. A budget request comes from the department head to borough council. Borough council approves or denies their budget request. What happened historically, I couldn't say. What happened last year is we were planning on doing additional capital purchases that we decided not to do once we realized we couldn't afford it.
Okay.
Also, I think we have the renovation of the pool in there, which could explain, you know, the debt service on that could be coming out of that budget, that line item?
Well, no, we have, well, we keep our debt service separate, but there were some capital projects that were going to be done out of 2009, correct.
Funding.
Correct, because the biggest misconception in the municipal budget is you need to borrow money for a capital project, and I can't in good conscience be borrowing money for a $5,000 or $10,000 project and paying that off over 15 or 20 years if you can pay it off in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a few of those scheduled for last year that we postponed.
Understood. Maybe you can answer that, this question. Of the amount that was allocated to the department, how much exactly was extracted back and what for? Was it the 86,000?
It was about 86 and change, 87,000, I believe it was, November 15th last year.
And what was it reallocated to?
I'd have to check the resolution itself, but it was reallocated. I believe this one was for the offset to the balance of the police shared services agreement.
Is that common?
Yes, that's one of your first questions.
Specifically for the police department?
No. Well, you can use it to offset. You can take money from any department and use it in any other department.
Right. But
in this instance, it just happened to be used to offset the payment that we had to make to the township for the police shared services agreement.
Okay. I had heard, and granted this is secondhand, that it is consistent that any redistribution is strictly going towards overhead or overtime of police department functioning.
That's incorrect.
That is incorrect. Okay.
No, you can take, you after November 1st.
Well, I mean, no, last year it was.
No, well, correct.
But you can't guarantee the year before because it was a commission, correct?
Last year, see, now the way the state says it is, the state finance laws say November 1st, you can transfer money from account A to account B.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an artificial number, because what you actually are transferring is, say, multiple departments total $30,000 in funds they need. You take $30,000 from a department that have it. It's not an apples-to-apples transfer. You don't take from rec and give to police. You don't take from administration and give to finance.
I was just looking for historical data as to, is it consistent?
No. Well, last year was the first year of the shared service agreement with the police.
Yes, but prior to that, again, you say it was commissioned, but prior to that, any funding, again, allocated by the council to the rec commission prior, was that allocated when it was reallocated to police?
Historically, I'd have to go back and look at the transfer resolution.
Would you mind?
I don't know. Now, the reality of it is, though, it's all public money. Anyway.
I understand.
So
I mean, people are asking me, so no. I'm asking you if you would mind.
I mean, when there was a rec commission, when was that, 2007 and prior? I mean, I have no idea if funds,
yes.
You know, where those funds went from one to the other.
2000.
All the resolutions are on our website, and anything from, it would have been done in November or December, it'll say we're transferring money from column A to column B within the same current fund.
Okay.
Does that hold true for inter-fund transfers?
Yes.
They have to be done by resolution?
It's part of the approved budget, too. I mean, it's either in resolution form or in the actual budget. Depends on the actual fund itself.
Okay.
If I could, real quick, to make it a little bit easier to understand. When there was a rec commission, the town gave a donation. It was a donation. They didn't tell them where to spend it. They said, we're giving you $82,500. You spend it where you see fit.
And it was never reallocated?
Not necessarily true.
Okay.
They worked off of the same concept right now, pretty much the same concept, is that they had a trust fund. So money in, the way it worked out was the borough would pay all their bills if they ordered something. They would order it through downstairs. The bill would come in downstairs in the finance office. They would pay the bill out of our current fund. When they got money in on their trust account, they would take that money and pay the borough back. The only money that the borough could take, if there was any left, would be from the 82.5, I think.
The money that
was
allocated to...
To recreation.
To recreation from the council.
Yes. So any money that they made over that...
Most
stayed in their trust account.
Okay.
The difference now is that there is, it's a department, and they're starting a new trust account. They're trying to build the trust account up, whereas before, the trust account rolled over with that rec commission
mm-hmm.
from year to year. It's pretty much the same thing, only now it's a department, so there has to be more funds to fund the recreation activities until they can build up the account. When the rec director was here at the last meeting and he said that, you know, he thought there was a certain amount of money in there, well, what happened was the money that the borough gave last year was the budgeted amount, I believe, was 190 some thousand, I'm not sure. And then what happened was there was $87,000 transferred out of there into the police salaries. So that we could pay our bill to the township. That left about $125,000 to $130,000 in that account. That was $50,000 more than that was allocated to the rec commission. Now, here's what happened. That extra $50,000 was used because there was no money left in the rec commission's trust account. So that trust account, therefore, has to be built back up. And that's where the borough took the inter funds from the rec commission to use, to inter fund transfers.
Okay.
Did I confuse you?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry? I don't know.
You just, I wanted you to finish your thought first.
I was going to start on another point.
If I may, Dave, you just made one misstatement. Taking money from rec commission to the borough is not considered an inter-fund.
What is that considered?
It's just a transfer.
Because
the trust if you will. They only consider inner funds capital, sewer capital,
okay,
and current.
Okay.
So,
so that could be, that was
part of current.
It could be taken without.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Without resolution.
Would you do that?
Sure. There's four funds in municipal government. There's the current fund.
What is the trust considered? Is it not considered a fund? Is it considered an intra?
It's considered a municipal. It's considered a fund within the current fund. You need a piece of paper?
No.
Yeah. So it's not in the true sense of you're taking from sewer to current, if you will.
Okay, so it's not a like a in accounting purposes, it's not an intra.
It's not an inter fund.
It's not an inter, but it's an intra.
Correct.
Then what would a line item be? From back ball, if as you say, it's going to be transferred, I thought those were intra funds.
No. The way it works, the way it's going to work after council's direction at the last meeting is there's going to be one account, if you will, Recreation Trust. That's what's called a control account.
Mm-hmm.
A control account is the master.
I work as an accountant.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. All right. So this is a control.
That's why I want clarification of what the intra and inter, the statutes deal with.
The statutes consider trust intra. Current and sewer are inter, as an example. Because it's all within the same operations. It's all within the operations, in this case, of recreation.
Okay. I need some clarification, but to my knowledge, and from speaking to several different people, you are not aware of what happened prior to your arrival, but maybe anyone else could explain or help me understand this. I understand at one point they were in the black, and then at some point they went into the red. When was this, and why?
I could not answer that with any certainty right now. Yeah.
I didn't think you could because you were new, but anyone else?
In 2007, there was $53,000 in the trust account for the Rec Commission.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that when they disbanded the Recreation Commission and created the committee, there was $600 in their account.
Went from
in the trust account.
It went from how much to what? How much?
$53,000 to $600.
And that was why? After paying the bill? Is that why?
Yes. I met with the auditors to find out. First of all, when I looked, I checked with the treasurer of the Rec Commission. At the end of 2006, he told me that they had about $4,000 in surplus. But we kept getting reports saying that there was over $50,000 in the fund. So I asked the question, is it $4,000 or is it $53,000? What is it? The mayor at the time served as the previous chair of the Rec Commission. She didn't really know either, so I met with the auditor. The auditors, that's when we found out that it was a trust account that was rolled over from year to year. Through discussion with the auditor, there was money taken. Again, you have to understand that when the Rec Commission bought something, the bill had to be paid. So what happened was that the town, again, like I said before, would pay the bill. And then once the money came in through user fees, they would reimburse the town. I guess, through tough times, there was money that was used from the trust fund by the town.
Is that legal?
Yes. Municipal finance laws do allow that.
From the fund... isolated entity.
Which there's two types of recreation trust funds. There's recreation trust funds. If a municipality has a recreation commission, Believe it or not, that has one set of laws and requirements. And there's a trust fund when there's no longer a rec commission, just a rec department. Different set of policies and procedures. The answer is when there's a commission, it is permitted.
See, here's the difference between that, if I could, Rich, is that with the rec department, they're line items. And each sport is budgeted for through line item in the budget. Whereas with the rec commission, it was a donation.
A donation, but donation would... That's typically when you talk about charity and you talk about donation, the term donation, it means the money goes to them without previous expectation of retrenchment, reallocation of the money, extracting the money back. So if it's a donation, I don't understand how the council pull the money out.
All right. Yeah, you have to understand that. Let's say that the borough gave $80,000 to the rec commission to say, this is what we're giving you to operate all of the recreation activity, including the pool, for everybody in the borough. Their budget, they might spend, with the money that they take in, with the money that was given by the town, they might spend $200,000. But the borough only gave, say, 80 or 90. So the rest of that had to come from the trust account and user fees.
Understood.
Okay.
But that still doesn't answer my question. If the bill total for running the program was $200,000, the town inputted $50,000, the program made $160,000, there should be a net in the positive, even if the town pulls back. But why is the town pulling back if it's a donation?
See, it would go into the balance would go into the trust account.
Right, but it's a
but
donation.
If I may, not knowing all the specifics, it doesn't sound like it's a donation in terms of what you're thinking of. It sounds like what it is a donation as in we're giving you the money to front your operations,
right.
And when you have the money back, you pay us back.
Okay.
In essence, it's advancing them funds.
Right, then it's an advance, not a
correct.
Donation.
Correct. I mean, it might have just been a
misstatement.
I think
that's why
here,
some people were questioning the word donation.
Okay. That's not how the rec commission works. Is that the $50,000 or whatever that they were given? There was no expectation of the borough having that paid back.
Again, not being here, I'm just going off of what was just said.
There was no. I mean, that was.
For those of you who were here, does that sound like that was the case?
Dave.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Higgins was the only one.
Okay. Okay. You're the only one. Anyone else here?
Is it a resolution for the transfer of the funds or in a budget allocation?
But didn't you say it all should be on the website?
Again, all transfer resolutions are on the website. If this was an advancement of funds, that wouldn't be on a transfer resolution. That would be listed in the municipal budget as revenue coming in. Because the municipality, if they any check they receive is considered revenue. So if the rec commission writes a check to the borough, that's considered revenue.
And that would be
in
the book.
Whatever year's respective budget document.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have to anticipate. I'm sorry?
That would be in their book. In the town's book.
Yes. Yeah. Three of our budgets are actually on our website. So you can go on there and say you go to 2008, it'll say how much the borough anticipates in revenue.
How far back does it go back?
I think we have 2007 up there. I mean, we have more. We just don't have more on the website. We're slowly scanning them in, getting them up on the website.
Okay. To make some people happy, would it be possible if you email me that information just so that I can answer their questions?
Mm-hmm.
They've made me
how much revenue came in?
Whether it was considered a advancement or whether it was considered a donation. If it was an advancement, you would know in the book.
Oh, I would know either way.
Okay.
I mean, I just have to, I literally have to go on the budget to see how it was accounted for in that year's budget.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind.
It was in the budget as a line item to the Recreation Commission of $82,000 or $80,000, whatever was given to them.
Any year prior, I was...
Pardon me?
I'm not talking about a specific year. I'm just talking about whether it was listed as an advancement.
Well, it won't say advancement. It won't say donation. It'll just say expenditure. It'll say Recreation Commission, $80,000. It's not going to say expenditure, it's not going to say advancement, it's not going to say donation.
It should have an account associated.
Municipal financing is not that way.
Mr. Shaw, if I may, Mr. Feldman is back there raising his hand. I think he has some information.
On the budget payment format that we use, it was considered a borough contribution put into the trust.
Does that help clarify for you?
I don't know.
I'm hearing this here. I mean, I wasn't here when there was a Recreation Commission.
Well, what is the contribution today identified as in municipal accounting?
I'll give you an example. We make a contribution to the first aid squad. Mm-hmm. As an example, X dollars they get yearly. We also make a contribution to the fire department, but the fire department's a municipal department. So there's no black or white yes or no answer to your question. Municipal finance is, unfortunately, very confusing, and it's not going to answer your question yes or no the way you're looking.
It can be used the same way as the library.
Correct.
The library gets one lump sum, and it's up to them to see how they
spend it. The bottom line is council can say, we're giving you this money, spend it. We're giving you this money, repay it. Or we're giving you this money, and this is how you have to spend it. I mean, okay. That's at the discretion of the governing body and the respective department at that time.
Okay. I think I went through all the questions. Yes, I believe. I think that was everybody's question that I got up. If I have any other further, I'll email you. I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you.
No, that's fine. I've been if you have my email address,
by doing all. Invoicing.
Not a problem.
Quite.
Not a problem.
What?
Before you close, you mentioned the public documentation, and you're responsible for that, yes. Public documentation.
It depends on what you mean when you say.
Okay, and then the budget, they'll be able to have access to those materials.
With very few exceptions, everything we do is public information. Yes. So, yes.
So the process would simply be to request it.
Yes.
And then in writing, and then be responsible for the copies.
Sure, right on our website's the open public records request. You can fill out the request, either email it, fax it in, drop it off, tell us what you need, and we can get it. Now, that's if you want a physical hard copy. Anybody can come in with an appointment to say, hey, I'd like to see A, B, and C.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get it together for you to look at it, if you don't want a physical copy.
Yeah. So if anything prior to 2007, the same process would occur, request.
It could happen from 1950. I mean, anything you need, if there's a public record, we can get it. Now, there is a records retention schedule that says after X years, you dispose of document, you don't need it. So it depends on what you're requesting and from what year.
And I'm going to take this opportunity to ask, where is the charter, the actual charter housed? The city's charter, the borough's charter. Where is that housed? The actual document.
It's in the code book, is it not?
It's in the code
book. Yeah. We're actually in the process of getting the code book placed on the borough's website as well.
So is there access to it while that's taken place?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
is there a copy at the library?
Every borough office has it. The library should have a copy.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're in the process of getting it placed on our website and updating it and placing it on our website.
That would like us the updates or the amendments.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to tag along. In your yearly audit that the auditor does, did he not question where $80-some thousand went? No?
No. It's not his choice to question where it goes if it's a legal transaction. He doesn't have any direct oversight on how borough expenditures are.
Wouldn't he have asked, is this legal? Wouldn't he have asked something?
Maybe I'm not following the question, but the transfers you're referring to are legal transactions. The state allows that. They weren't just transferred. They were transferred and approved by the borough council at a public meeting.
But if you wrote just expense as a line item, would he not have said,
no.
What's for?
Believe it or not, the state law just says if you need to take $50,000 from column A and put it in column B within the same fund, you don't need to justify where it comes from versus where it's going. I'm letting you know that's what the law is. We say it comes from this line and it goes to that line. That's what our resolutions say. We actually do more than what the state law says.
I'm not questioning the law. I'm questioning the auditor not asking anything. Why is he not asking?
The auditor's job is to audit 10% of our overall transactions. He doesn't do 100% audit of what we do. And he's not checking the numbers. He's checking to make sure what we're doing is legal. So if it wasn't legal, based on his certification to be a certified municipal accountant, he would identify it and put that in the recommendations of the audit.
Is it possible then that since he only does 10%, that
if
something always got overlooked?
If he doesn't, no.
Dave, I don't mean to interrupt.
Auditing practices to do a percentage. Pardon me? Standard auditing practices to do a percentage. You know,
what the auditor does is he looks at a percentage of the day-to-day transactions. There are certain things that statutorily he has to look at every year. He has to look at purchases over your bid threshold. He has to look at interfunds to make sure that they were done properly. He needs to make sure that revenue that comes in is accounted for and placed in the correct account properly. He has to make sure that your debt schedule is updated. There are certain things he checks all the time. And then, after he checks all those standard requests, he does a sampling of the day-to-day purchasing. So it's twofold. It's not just 10% we look at. It's statutorily, I need to look at these items. And then in addition to the statute, I need to look a sampling of these items. So that's what he does. And our audits are also on our website as well.
And if I may, for anybody who wants to come up, please just come up to the podium, give your name and address, and speak into the microphone so we have it on the recording. When you're speaking from the audience, we don't always get it on the recording very well, and that would help the clerk, and it also keeps the official record better. So, anything else, Mr. Scholl?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Thank you.
Joe Crescent, 82 Carlton Avenue.
Absolutely.
Say some person wanted to donate money to REC and it went into a trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
So that money, where can that money get dispersed?
It depends on how it was donated. And what that means is, hi, I'm so-and-so. I am donating $5,000 to the recreation field hockey program. That's explicit. That's the only place that money can be spent. If someone says I'm donating $5,000 to the borough rec department, it could be spent however the borough sees fit. So it all depends on how the donation or bequest is left to the community.
Okay.
And that money can't be touched by the borough?
No.
If it's specified.
If it's specified, that's
right.
Correct.
Okay. So if somebody is interested in making a donation, it would say that doesn't just go to field hockey. Just say they need extra sticks and they take it out and spend it.
Oh, you mean you buy the actual item and donate the item?
Yeah, if somebody say just...
That's fine, too. I mean,
they mean specific to what this money is for?
Correct. If there's ties, if
and
you will, to
guarantee that money
that's
will
correct.
Be spent on that item.
What we have to do is we actually have to pass a resolution accepting the funds.
Mm-hmm.
A dedicated trust account is created for that. Now, and when I say trust, please don't misinterpret this trust with the recreation trust. It's a donation trust account.
Okay.
The state has about 50 different trust accounts, depending on, like as an example, animal control trust, one of them. So that money comes in as a donation, depending on what specific requirements there are, dictates how it gets spent.
Okay, and my second question is, that money that was in the trust, whatever the fund was, and then the borough took it out, that you're talking about the transfer of
the 87?
Right.
That wasn't trust fund money. That was current fund money. Last year? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was current fund money. That's
okay.
All municipal department's money in one pot.
Okay, so that didn't have to stay in rec commission?
Absolutely. Well, no. There's no rec commission. It would stay in the rec department. Correct.
But that didn't have to stay in the rec department for...
No. No. After November 1st, any department that has overages in expenses... Say they need a little bit extra money because something costs more than they budgeted for,
mm-hmm.
and another department has savings.
Sure, which happens.
You can take the savings from Department A and put it into Department B.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, did you have something?
No, I want to finish up with this subject. I'm totally different.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Earl, if you would just come back to the podium. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I forgot to ask. The question, based on his question, if somebody wants to donate to... Yes, ma'am. Okay. If somebody wants to donate to specifically the pool, how shall they put it on their check? That's what I've been asked.
It's not a question of what they put on the check. It's what a question of what the intent for the money is. They can just write a check, Borough of Washington.
Yeah, but if they the say in the memo pool.
If the letter says, I'm donating this money to the Borough of Washington for use in X, whatever X is, that's where that money will be spent.
It's on it. So
there has to be a letter.
I need
can't
something.
Just be a memo
exactly.
on the check.
Right.
The
that's
memo
what
on the,
someone
and,
was asking
no, no,
if
no,
I
no.
just stick a check in there in the memo and say pool only.
No. And the only reason you can't do that is 5 years from now, someone, if that money hasn't been spent yet, is just going to say pool. Oh, well, what does that mean? You know what I mean? As much detail initially so we can account for it in the future.
Okay.
On the memo, I would put pool, donation to pool, but then have a letter written along with the donation of the check.
Now, you can also say, I would like to donate this money to the pool for the improvement of the diving board, if you will. You can be as specific or as vague as you choose.
The more specific the better for the person to make sure that they get what they want out of
correct.
Their money.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. That was another question I had forgotten. Thank you for my idea.
Hi, so it's name's Joe Groff. I'm here representing Washington Emergency Squad. We have a few questions. We're looking to do a 75th anniversary parade next September, and we need to know what kind of process we would have to go through with the borough, if there's any forms to fill out or any of that.
Are you looking to use a state highway or just borough?
Actually, we're looking at doing the same parade route that we do on the 4th of July. Up from Broad Street up to Belvedere and Carlton, yes.
On no state roads?
It does cross Route 57.
All right. Reach out to my office, give me the dates, specifics, the routes, and then this way we can, because what we knew is we're going to need to write to DOT and get their approval. Is that when you say September, you mean this September?
Next September, September 3rd of next year.
Okay, yes, yeah, so absolutely. Reach out to my office, give me all the specifics of where we think, because then I have to send a map to the state, I need their approval.
Okay.
And the state, I'll be lucky if I hear it in this year. If they're going to approve it.
I know how the state works. No big deal.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Just tell me what you need, and we can reach out to the appropriate persons and, you know, make the proper notifications.
Okay. Thank you so much, folks. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Yes, sir.
My name's Joe DePalma. I live on 14th State Street. And I have kind of a general question. How would one go about if you were overtaxed on your property taxes, in error, receiving a tax credit or a refund?
So you're looking to appeal your taxes?
No,
the value of your home.
That's already been dealt with in the value of my home through the municipal assessor has been incorrect for quite some time due to mismeasurement and added rooms that aren't even in my house. And this goes back to the original, I guess, sort of the last time the homes were assessed in 1992. And before I go to a state level, which I've talked to people in the state, they suggested I come here first and see if there's some way to resolve this.
First thing you should do is go to the tax assessor. He's right across the hall.
No, I've done that.
Oh, okay. And his factual issues... You know, the question of how wide your house is or how many bedrooms.
He's been to my house and remeasured it and agreed in writing in with the county that there was an error. I have it right here if anybody wants to see this information.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is the correct place to do this or...
Well, what happened as a result of that?
He decreased the value of my property.
Okay. But you're worried about taxes paid previous.
Previous taxes that I've been paying for several years. okay. hundreds of dollars.
On the wrong that, property.
Yeah, well, it's due to negligence when the assessor came out. He didn't walk around my house. He did a length times width, took a picture of the front of the house, and had he walked around the back of my house, it's not a square length times width or a rectangle. It's an L-shaped home, and it's two stories.
Okay.
And it adds up to quite a few dollars.
County tax appeal?
I've done that, and it never went to appeal.
He's looking for past year.
I'm looking,
that's where it went for past year.
Yeah, it didn't actually have to go to appeal because Tom, I believe his name is.
Yeah, they all agreed.
He came
it.
Out like the day before we were supposed to go to court, and after coaxing him to come out and remeasure it, and I got a glimpse of my file. The sketch that he had of my house was really not my house, and you know, he wrote correct error. on the report. So this isn't an appeal that I won by going out and getting comps, which that's where I started with this whole process. In my efforts to do that, I got to look at my file and discovered that really it's got somebody's house, not my house, sketch and drawings of and measurements.
Okay.
And
the problem is there's a time period within which to appeal each year.
Well, this isn't an appeal. This is really money that, in wrongfulness, that I've been paying to the town because they neglected, not the town maybe, but the person that works for the town, I guess, the municipal assessor, whether he subcontracts these folks out when it's time to do new assessments or not, somebody didn't do their job, and I've been paying for it. And I'd like to find a way to rectify that. Now, I've talked to the state, and the Tax Court of New Jersey and the Tax Court Management Office says one way or another, if they get involved, I'm going to get my money back. My idea was to make it simple and not try to beat up the town. I'm not going back to 1992 when it was last assessed, even though the property was owned by my wife at the time. And just simply because I'm a little bit lazy, I have the tax records that we paid from 1997 up to 2009, and, you know, it's still several thousand dollars because there's interest doing that. Just like I pay interest if I'm late on my taxes, I want to recoup my interest too. But I'm willing to forego just about 5 years of overpayment in interest to settle this without having to go to the state.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a look at it, but the purpose of an appeal each year is to correct the situation. And when you didn't appeal, then...
Well, does that give the town... First of all, if the town didn't do their job, they're negligent. Wait a minute. Not the town, but the assessor who's hired by the town. I'm assuming maybe he's not hired by the town.
He just found out he's been overcharged. He can't appeal something he didn't know about.
I'm not appealing the...
I understand what your problem is.
There's no appeal here. The problem is that I was unjustly charged because of a negligent department in the town since 1992, all right? And if I'm late on my taxes, all right, come October, you're going to put my name in the paper for $50, all right? And if I'm late on my taxes, you charge me 18% interest, all right? You've been taking my money since 1992 wrongly, and I want the money back.
How did you find out about this?
Well,
that there was an error?
I looked at my file. And he opened up the file for me, and there's the drawing.
What
square house?
What brought you to the point of coming in and checking your file? That was my basic...
Well, I was originally going to appeal the taxes. And my comps were completely different in square footage from the comps that the assessor sent back to me that the town was going to use by several hundred square feet. And that's where everything got started.
Well, tax law is very specific, all right? There's a whole title there. And generally, the way that you rectify an error is you come in and you check, find out if there's a problem.
So the borough that I'm actually robbing myself, because I'm paying for an employee who's supposed to be doing their job, assessing my property correctly, all right, and I'm allowing him to basically rob from me, and I'm paying him to do it.
Well, nothing, Rob.
That's really what you're saying.
If you would, please, let Mr. Cushing have...
I'm a little passionate about this at this point.
No, I understand. I see his point. I understand his point. I hear where you're coming from. But tax law is very specific. Now, I'm going to go take a look just to make sure my advice is correct. But this issue has come up a number of times, not here, but in other towns in the past. And one of the practical problems is what happens each year is they strike the tax rate based on the assessment, okay? And so they say, all right, you're assessed at whatever your number is, somebody else next door. So they raise the taxes for that based on that. So they expect that people who are dissatisfied with it are going to appeal. So what happens if you don't appeal, then the assumption is the tax rate that was struck is correct. And that's how much money has to be raised.
Tax rate isn't the issue. The issue is that the guy didn't do his job.
I understand exactly. I understand your...
Not the rate. The rate, I got to swallow that. It doesn't matter what I like.
No, I understand your point, okay, about the fact, the error that you say existed there. But the tax laws are set up in such a way that your remedy is to appeal. But look, let me take a look. I'll see if I can find any law that would help you out here, that would make an adjustment.
I would appreciate that.
I'll write the council a memo on it as to what it is, and we'll see if there's anything that'll help you out.
Yeah, I'm very confident, and the state was confident when I spoke to them that. But here's my position now. I spent hours, headaches, up till 2 o'clock in the morning working on numbers, figuring out how this works out. And if I can't get a resolution here and I have to go to the state, I want all the money. That's simple. So,
what is it that the county told you? You said you got a letter from the county.
Oh, no, this isn't a letter from the county. This is Warren County Board of Taxation. This is what they want. I mean, I made copies for everybody. If anybody wants them.
That was the correction of the
correct error.
Tax appeal paper.
All right, there's what my assessment was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is now. Mm-hmm. And very simply, that's from the county,
mm-hmm.
All right, showing the correction. But here is how this whole thing worked out. Here's how they measured my property, two stories like a square. When they did the sketch, that's basically what the sketch looked like. Here's my house. Whoever did their good job measured the width times the length. Never walked around my property at all. There's a whole section here, two stories, that doesn't exist. Who pays for that? Me.
You want a copy of that information?
I don't need it. I know what the issue is. So
okay.
I'm going
to
do it.
Who do I talk to?
What I will do, I respond to the council. I'll send the council, the manager will send you a copy of my opinion. And then.
Can I have a copy of
that
one? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This way,
and you want email, cell phone?
Whatever, any contact information you want, this way. I'll take a spot of copy that we'll have it by the next
meeting. Yeah, well, I would like to know some letters, yeah. Because then if I have to be
sure.
Sure. I want to be able to get in there.
Sure.
If you take the tax rate, I wouldn't even know that.
Thank you.
Right.
You're right. Thank you.
You said you got extra.
Yeah. Would you like one? Absolutely.
Anyone else? Sure. Come on up to the podium, ma'am.
Edna Detlis on Fisher Avenue. I want to know, if anything, what about the forensic audit? Hello?
We have the bids. Don't see it. Yeah, there's nothing on the agenda for the forensic audit at this point.
How many bids did you get?
We received 8 bids.
They look promising.
There's some inconsistencies. The low end was $42,000, the high end was $500,000.
What about the middle?
Everything in between you can think of. I mean, the council right now has their proposals. They're reviewing them and determining
what the next course of action is. Professional service contracts have to be awarded by the governing body. So.
Do we know when that's going to be on the agenda, or will it not be on the agenda?
It would be on the agenda, but we don't have a definite date that we're going to do it.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Okay. We'll let you come up now.
Finally. Thank you, Mr.
Hello, Leanne. Mrs. Wojcowski. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty well. I don't have a compliment tonight.
Well,
I do remember a few weeks ago I presented a letter with 6 questions, actually 5. Received answers to all of them. Most of them were satisfactory. 1 or 2 required a follow-up with an Oprah request, which didn't come through the final end of it until last Monday. And the way those Oprah requests were filled out led to more questions. So to make it short again, I have a letter to the mayor and council this time, attached with a letter to the manager with another set of questions.
Okay. Less than 10 pages?
It's 10 questions.
Okay.
Your letter is actually quite short. Thank you. And I guess I'll give the rest of them. Did I give you a letter?
You did.
Well, that is just for us. Thank you.
And are we all supposed to answer these, or what do we do with this?
Well, that is your decision.
Okay. Anyone else would like to speak? Yes, sir.
My name is Raj. I'm from the Cubs across from PNC Bank.
Okay, what was your last name, sir?
I'm Rajesh Pratap.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I have that store from last February, as I said then. Before that, I had from 92 to 2006. It is a big sign outside, one on the building, one on the sidewalk. I lighted the sign up, and I'm getting fined from the town, saying that it's illegal to turn the lights on. That building is owned by James Krauser from 1987. I don't know why is it illegal when it's the same business, same name, same landlord. It should be considered as a grandfather law, and I should be allowed to turn the lights on. I'm losing a lot of business after dark. People don't want to come in, and they think that the store is closed. I'm paying taxes too. I'm bringing job to the town. I'm bringing business to the town. I'm doing everything. I'm keeping the place clean and everything. And I'm getting ticket. I don't understand why.
I did. After you were in my office the other day, I did speak with the manager about this.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be able to clarify it a lot better than I can, but it is my understanding that because the business was closed for a number of months,
mm-hmm.
that is what constituted the change in use, mm-hmm. which is what constituted the you're not being allowed to use the site. I'll let you continue on to that.
That's correct. When you were previously established in that business,
mm-hmm.
you were under the old sign ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
When the business was vacant, the new sign ordinance kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
The zoning permit that you applied for when you signed it, I saw the actual form.
Mm-hmm.
It actually said on there, mm-hmm. you cannot have a backlit sign because of the new ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
The only remedy is to disconnect the sign or go to the Board of Adjustment and request a variance.
Okay.
When I spoke with you last week, I think you said you were going to reach out to the Board of Adjustment
yes,
secretary. I don't know if you've had a chance to do that.
The reason is they don't have a meeting till next June 26th.
They only meet once a month.
And another thing, the way I feel, honestly, is this, like, people in this country should be treated everybody equal, but there are people who opened the business after me on a different location within 500 feet of my store. With a different business and different name, they're allowed to put the sign on, a lighted sign.
I'd have to check. I remember you gave me the one with the store right on Broad. Believe it or not, they're actually in a different zoning district. If you actually look at the zoning map...
No, that's not considered zoning.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, conversation.
That guy isn't bringing business, or I'm not bringing business, he's bringing business?
I'm not disputing that. I mean, anytime there's a business that's bringing a business to the community is a good thing. What I'm saying is the sign ordinance that I'm referring to makes reference to businesses in the business district.
Okay.
Your business is located in the business district. The other business...
So what are the district, different districts?
This one was O Outer Business. Is that what the other one is? OB?
B2, I think.
Well, no, B1 and B2 fall under the sign ordinance.
But which is B1 and which is B2?
You're in B1.
So, okay, if you're telling me it's B1,
no,
the law didn't change for B1. It only changed for B2.
No. B1 and B2 have to adhere to this ordinance.
It was only for B2. It wasn't for B1.
No. If you look at the ordinance itself, it references B1 and B2. B1 and B2 have to abide by this sign ordinance. Any other... outside of that district does not, the way the ordinance was adopted. The business you're referring to, because after we got off the phone, I went to the tax books and I looked up, they're actually in a totally separate zoning district. That's why they're permitted to do it.
Is that residential?
No, I think, was it outer business? I don't recall, but it was a different zoning district. The physical address was located in a physically a separate zoning district. Now, when I spoke with you last time, I know that you said you were going to reach out to the Board of Adjustment Secretary to submit a request to them for a variance. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had a chance to do that, but and like I said, they only do meet once a month.
No, Mrs. Ann called me and she said she's going to be calling me on 24th.
Oh, good.
And next meeting is 26th. But basically, I feel like I'm treated differently because I'm not a white American guy. I'm being very honest. It's not only one question, and today when you are telling me that, okay, I'm going to go and look, somebody came to my store or went outside from my store and they looked, why couldn't they go there and have a look? Why didn't nobody object on that one? Why doesn't he object, the same guy object on that one? There are two stores, three stores who did the same thing. Just if I'm putting a new sign, I understand. It's an old sign, I just cleaned it. I painted it.
The difference was the separation, since that was vacant for all those months. The zoning permit that you signed, I physically pulled the permit.
Mm-hmm.
It actually said on there, the zoning permit is approved, the signs cannot be backlit. That's what you signed.
I understand, but this is
solely a zoning district issue, and nothing else.
Even though the sign was existing and the electric was still in the sign, even though the store was vacant for a period of time, it is still
changing. We apply that same concept right now. There are stores that have been vacant that have had new business come in that cannot put those signs up. In fact, there is a business that put the signs up, took all the electric, the bulbs out of it, and just doesn't like them. Because they didn't replace the sign itself. They used the existing sign.
Yes, because that's a different name.
Understood.
Has a different name
and a
different business.
Well,
it's the same name, same landlord for 24 years, and the same name of the business and same kind of business. I mean, I didn't change any business in there.
But the sign that you have is not attached to your building.
There are two signs. One is attached to the building and
one
is on
the parking. One in the parking.
Yeah, and before, the other guy who was there, he didn't care about that. He didn't care business. That's why he had to go out of there. He couldn't run the business. And I'm there bringing everything, doing everything in town, and I'm getting hard time on every single thing. Every single thing.
Raj, can I just give you some information? It's important that you not be treated any differently. Okay? That's very important. And it's also important that you make sure or that we make sure you understand that you're being treated the same as everybody else. That's an important thing for the borough and for everybody. But if you disagree with the zoning officer's determination first of all, this governing body doesn't have the authority.
No, I
understand. You understand. And I understand your point, why you're making your points here tonight. And you may be right. I mean, who knows? But there's two things you got to do. Number one, you need to appeal the zoning officer's determination. And there's like a time period. It's usually like 10 days or whatever. So you just go in and you do that. That's different from going into the board and asking for a variance, okay? The way the town is interpreting it, first of all, you can go to the zoning officer and have him go through the zones. You were raising a question to the manager here as to whether that particular ordinance, the new ordinance, applies in the zone that you're in. He should be able to get you out the zoning map and show you, and then the two of you should be able to read the ordinance together to make sure that he interpreted it correctly. Okay, it's conceivable he didn't, but maybe he did. But you should be able to, you know, the two of you should be able to sit down, and you have the right to go in and do that. Secondly, you have the right to appeal what he's saying to the zoning, to the Board of Adjustment, and to argue that your sign is in fact pre-existing and you never abandon it. Okay?
Never do.
Right. That's the argument you want to make to the Board of Adjustment. They're going to make a decision. Okay? They're going to look at the facts, and if they can accommodate your situation, they will. If they disagree with it, they'll disagree. But the bottom line, that process exists for you, and you should be able to go in there, and there's certain things that everybody ought to be able to agree to, which is what zone you're in and what law applies in that zone. Now, there could be a difference of opinion as to whether your sign was pre-existing and you still had the right to it, okay? Mm-hmm. And you could pursue that. That's a little bit more of a, I understand your point there, and maybe you got an argument, maybe you don't. But that's something that you can pursue. But you should be able to do that, and the Board of Adjustment is going to be able to hear your complaint and then decide whether it's right or wrong.
I'm not here to complain about particularly anybody, but like
right.
Every time I come here, nobody listens. I get threatened that I'm going to get a ticket for $1,000 a day. And this is not the right thing for a person. Somebody threatening me for just having the lights on, I mean, even the customer feels more safer to come in when they see the light and everything. Not helping me out. The ordinance is for people who are in business in town. It's to help them, not to hurt them, or leave the town and go to somewhere else.
Well, the ordinance, respectfully, is to have a set of standards that applies to everybody across the board objectively. Okay? The purpose of an ordinance is so that everybody is treated the same way by the ordinance. That's why you have an ordinance or regulation. So that people know, okay, this is written down, these are what the rules are. So the ordinance isn't there to help you, it's not there to hurt you. It's there to be an objective standard that applies to everybody, regardless of who you are or anything else. That's the purpose of an ordinance. So
you want to do a two-pronged approach.
No.
You want to appeal the code enforcement officer's decision, and then you also want to talk to the Board of Adjustment to possibly go and be ready to go in front of them at the next meeting.
Okay.
That would be the best way to go.
I actually stopped that. I got a call. I went down and saw him. I gave him a copy of the new ordinance. We talked about that. The problem here is that the zoning board, he's already been to court once because he's been issued a summons. He got an extension. The problem here is that he has to go back to court before the...
No, once there's an appeal filed, that stays the enforcement. So if he goes to the board and he files an application, he files an appeal to the board to what the zoning officer did, that stays enforcement. That just kind of puts that off.
But he still has to go to the court, though, right? And let them know that there's an appeal in.
The bottom line is the court will adjourn that subject to whatever's going on in before the Board of Adjustment. They'll carry that because that's the way the statute is set up. And that's, the objective of sending somebody a summons in a zoning case is not to punish them, it's to get them to act.
All right, so
either by closing down the sign or going in and getting an appeal.
So my question, my question then would be, once he files the appeal and he has to wait until June 26th for the meeting, can he have the signs on?
Yeah. Can
he have the signs on? Because you said it adjourns everything until he goes.
It's a good question. Generally, it's probably, I mean, if the zoning officer says there was a violation, the correct thing is to turn the sign off while it's been...
But that sign has been attached to my outside light. If I turn that off, the whole parking lot, the whole building goes off, but the inside lights are on.
Well, what if you...
And it's me losing business, nobody else. I have money going out of my pocket, nobody else, so nobody's getting hurt in that.
Why don't you go to the zoning officer and ask him to...
So the zoning officer is a person who don't want to listen. He is just against all the time against me, because he cannot see me growing. That's how I feel constantly for everything. Could have sent me a summons. He's ripping it off, putting the ticket in, and then mailing back in. This is a federal crime, to open a court order and putting a ticket in.
He physically
taped it. You can see that. This was my court order that shouldn't be ripped up by anybody except me.
Right.
He's ripping it off, putting a ticket in, sealing it, and sending cops to my house to see that I live over there. 10:30, 11 o'clock, the cop is sitting outside my house. My kids are scared. I mean, this is a federal crime he's doing.
Take that to the postmaster.
Look, I read a couple of times, he wasn't there, but I'm going to take this to court.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
I'm just going to write the summons number down. That's...
I mean, nobody is supposed to open my...
Absolutely.
So they're on the book.
You're saying that he opened the letter you got?
Or this is how you received it.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah, and there's a tape on there. That's the proof that it's open.
Something.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you got it with it was open on the side and then taped up.
The person who's going to put the ticket in has to open. Nobody else. Nobody else has business to open.
Right. I agree.
Without opening, he can't put the ticket in. So he's ripping my mail off, either from my mailbox or before he goes in the post office.
How would someone have access to
that?
I'll address that.
Another thing, this complaint is for my business. Why is the mail or ticket coming to my house? It should be,
it's
the store is open 6 to 10 every single day.
It goes to the property owner. It goes to the property owner of record of the property.
I never got a ticket. I had business before, too. I had some problems, but the problems always came to the business, not my house.
I have your phone number.
It goes to the property owner?
It should go to the property
owner. He's not the property owner. He's
okay,
a landlord.
I'm not the property owner either. I'm the business owner.
He's a tenant.
Property is owned by somebody else.
He's a tenant. I have your phone number downstairs. I will look into this.
And I have left several messages at your office, at your front desk, and I never received a call.
I spoke with you last week, a week and a half ago on this.
Yeah, you called me after that, but before that I've been trying to reach you for the last 2 months. I have left, I came personally in the front desk, left my number, my name. I never got a phone call or anything since I... When I got to him and Mr. Mike, at that time I started getting the phone call.
I spoke with you in January, and I know that the Board of Adjustment Secretary spoke with you in January.
Let me look into this.
Let me give you a call back. I don't want to misspeak. Let me just look into this first.
Okay.
Based on what you're showing me here.
Okay.
So the next step would be tomorrow he comes in and files an appeal.
Right.
Tomorrow you would have to come into the office here and file an appeal with the
in the court?
No. You file appeal with the Board of Adjustment. It's the Board of Adjustment against the zoning officer's interpretation of that law.
I thought it was with the zoning officer. Didn't they, you say that first?
No, it's to the zoning officer, the appeal from the zoning officers to the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
They oversee the zoning officer's determinations.
But you still have to meet your court date to
come upstairs,
okay,
the window out there.
To the court office.
Okay.
Bring a copy of your appeal up there to say, hey, can we adjourn this until after the appeal? And I'm sure they'll be happy to work that out.
Okay. I will call you.
Mr.
Delalba.
Good evening. Two questions real quick. The concerned citizens of Washington are going to be running a meet the candidates night so that people can get to meet the candidates for council. And so we did send out invites and we did send them out a registered mail so that we know all the candidates can receive them. We're not clear. Mr. Housel, are you going to be running?
No.
And is Mr. Cioni going to be running? Does
no.
Anybody know?
Mr. Cioni did not file.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Cioni did not file to run.
Okay. I'm not up on all the politics of it, but okay. I just want to make sure everybody that's supposed to get an invite gets an invite. So that was one item.
The clerk has the names of all the people who filed, if you want to double-check your names
okay.
against hers.
Oh, that'll be great. Thanks. I can check that later or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Thank you. And Mr. Fallon?
Richard, I apologize. We're still working on the last problem here, so I apologize.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's okay. They're stacking up. when will be going down, when will you be going down, or whoever goes down to Trenton to see if our budget is approved at that level? When does that come up? When does that date come
up? We sent our introduced budget to Trenton.
Okay.
They come back and say, okay, you need to change A, B, and C. They've submitted their changes to us. We've made those changes. We are in limbo now, pending the release of the state transitional aid application. Once and if the state transitional aid applications are out, the borough will apply, hopefully receive funding. Once that dollar amount is received, then the budget is then amended. Depending on how much is received will dictate whether or not we have to go to Trenton and ask for, I think this is what you're referring to, the levy cap waiver?
Yes.
Yeah. So in essence, it's an order of operations. We have an intro budget.
So we got three steps before
exactly. That. Okay. You can't go to Trenton until we know if we get aid. We can't get aid until the applications get released. So we're kind of in limbo right
sounds
now.
Sounds like politics.
Sounds like Trenton.
Question is, do you have a time frame when you guess that may take place or when it's going back and forth?
Last year, there's
a lot of changes.
Last year we applied in April. We didn't find out until the end of August.
Okay. So
this year they haven't even released the applications yet.
And on that note, I contacted Senator Daugherty's office yesterday, seeing how he sits on the Senate Budget Committee, to find out when they were going to be released. He hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Okay. So we're back.
I personally, and this is just my opinion, I don't see it happening this year. I don't think they're going to have this aid this year.
So that'll hold up budget approval?
Yeah, I mean, you can approve the budget up until the 11th hour.
Right.
I mean, you know, statutorily, as long as it's done by the end of the year, you meet the intent of the law. Obviously, the longer you prolong it, the longer you have estimated tax rates, the longer departments are working on a temporary budget. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing improper. I mean, almost every municipality in the state is probably working on a temporary budget now,
mm-hmm.
pending state approval.
Great.
So this is, unfortunately, this is the normal budget process that the state makes us go through.
So, checking in with you occasionally at these meetings to find out where we are on the process.
You can just give me a call if you want to, whatever works for you. We'll stop in.
Thanks.
No problem.
Sure. Anyone else? Seeing none, I would accept the motion. Okay.
Good evening. I'm a newcomer to town, Evelyn Morrison, Madison Avenue. And I have been appointed by the Community Prevention as their education initiative liaison. So our focus is on the age group of 18 to 25. And we're looking for parents, those individuals of that age group, community members, that if they have any ideas or any need to sponsor an activity, because every hour of activity is an hour of prevention. So we're looking for the community to come together. I have some handouts, and I'll hand them out as we leave, but it's really important. Now, I've been involved with community prevention since the 80s in my hometown, and I come to Washington, this nice little quaint town, meet some beautiful people, and promised that I'd come to city council. So here I am.
And I did put some of your stuff downstairs.
Oh, good, good. Very good, Mayor, because we're trying to get the community to work together on this application. And literally to provide the activities. So if you have any ideas, anything that you'd like us to focus in on, any opportunity that you want us to educate your group, or you want to tell a story, because I know as we get older, we have stories to tell, especially about our youth. So we're looking for you and everyone in the community to come and support the community prevention. I love this town. It's a very nice, quaint town. I know as every city has their issues with budgets and government, I'd really like to read your charter, because I was instrumental on the committee, for a charter committee, when we changed in my hometown. So the amendments are so important, and I'd like to encourage perhaps a charter review. I don't know if it's a part of the charter itself, but it's always good to have the community review it, develop a committee to review it and look at what the contemporary needs are, so that that can be some recommendation to update it as well, or to amend it. So I look forward to being here and helping out here and putting my cards on the table and my skills and my talents to work. So I thank you for this moment, and thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Morrison, yes. Your contact number is on there?
Yes, we're okay. Working through the partnership. So
great. I have a few questions for you.
Oh, good, great. Okay.
A couple of those cards downstairs on the front desk, too.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Don't get one for Carmen. And I think I have your card at home, too.
Oh, good.
Okay, anyone else?
Hearing none, I close the audience portion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, it brings us up to ordinances. And Ordinance 7-2010 for introduction.
I'll move Ordinance 7-2010 for introduction.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the ordinance? Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Leva.
No.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Being a member of the fire department, I must abstain.
Valentine?
Yes.
Three. Okay. Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we bring this ordinance up at our next meeting.
This is an introduction.
Yes, we can
carry. Don't need a motion?
Well, it's voted on.
Yeah, that's right. Just direct the manager to put back on the agenda for the next meeting. Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Abstentions. Okay, that takes us over to reports.
Will we accept the reports?
The file? It's introduction.
So three votes is adequate for introduction. It's passage that you need four votes for. I apologize for not picking that up.
Okay.
It's four for passage.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I withdraw my motion for having it at the next meeting.
Okay, so then that did pass. So we need to have clerk read by title.
It was introduced.
Ordinance 7-2010, authorizing the sale of short-term personal property to the Washington Borough Volunteer Fire Company for nominal consideration.
Another motion to approve on first reading.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Powell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Leva?
No.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstain.
Public hearing of Ordinance 7-2010 will be June 15, 2010, and advertisement of public hearing will be started there on May 27, 2010.
I'll move that.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Powell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Leva?
This is just for it to be read.
For published.
For published, yes. Right.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstain.
Now we can move on to reports.
Let me make the motion.
Yeah, go ahead.
I make a motion we receive and file the reports.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the reports?
Yeah, I have one question. I don't know if this is a meeting I missed or not. On the CFO's report, expenditure report, said that we paid back the TANs on 4-7. Was that on the bill list?
Yeah, oh yeah. Absolutely. We couldn't write a check that much ahead of not on.
It wasn't the year before you got here.
A lot of things have changed.
Okay, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions. Do we have any committee reports this evening?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins.
Sewer Subcommittee. We met yesterday, Terry, at 2 o'clock. You were at work. Patrick, I, the manager, and Andrew met downstairs. We went over the Pleasant Valley Dam proposal that Andrew had submitted for the work that needed to be done. Through discussion with him yesterday, we have been out of compliance with this since 2007. So he submitted a proposal for $26,000 for three phases. After discussing this with him, what we're going to try and do is try to get that dam removed. So right now, the phases that we need to do are phase one and phase two. We can hopefully get away with not doing phase three. So that takes the estimate from $26,000 down to $21,000.
Just for the record, Mr. Higgins, would you say what phase one, phase two, and phase three are, please?
All right. Phase one is the surveying and project data compilation, and phase two is the limited hydraulic and hydrologic study. He talked about the elevation of the dam being 5 feet or higher. We have to fall under the DEP's dam committee or whatever it is. Yes, ma'am, I have. Anyway, the recommendation of the committee to the council is that we go ahead and approve phase one and phase two. And Andrew's going to try and get us out of phase three by telling him we want it destroyed.
What's phase three?
Phase three is a regular dam inspection, operating manual preparation, and an EAP, environmental assumption study. If we're going to have the dam dismantled, then we don't need an operating manual, an operations manual for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the argument we're going to make.
That's the argument we're going to use, absolutely.
Just be lucky.
But then you would still have all the later expenses to remove the dam.
Correct.
We can't just go down with sledgehammers and take care of it ourselves, huh?
Isn't the dam a bunch of boards?
Actually, it's concrete.
It's concrete.
There's concrete above it, and then there's boards across it.
There's actually concrete pillars, I believe, down there. That, according to Andrew, he's been out there to look at it, and there's concrete pillars. And those pillars are actually
impeding the
floor. And if they weren't there, we'd still have the elevation, but because they're there, that's what makes it, DEP considers it a dam, because there's an obstruction there.
There is an obstruction.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff that banks up against that.
Yes, there is.
Those boards.
I remember ice skating there, too. Yes.
What's going to happen if they dismantle it? What's going to happen downstream if the world or whatever?
Well, see, that dam was originally put in there. If anybody knows where it's on Mill Pond Road. That dam was originally put there to run machinery, a water wheel, so that it would go into the wheel. Well, before that factory or whatever it was that was there that they used that wheel for, there was no dam there. So that was specifically put in. Yeah, it was a free-flowing stream. That was specifically put in a long time ago.
If the dam is dismantled, will all the, when you take the back road to get to the bank, and you go, get the snow pass from Mill Pond Road,
right,
and go to the little bridge,
yes,
will all that water go away? No, it will just go in the channel. It won't back up next to Mill Pond anymore.
What she's saying is, Mr. Sloan, was right now what happens in a heavy rain, that whole road floods over top of it. Yeah, that should make that all go away.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I would make a motion that we allow Suburban Consulting Engineering to do phase one and phase two as presented. That is in line with the contract that was not to exceed $21,000, and that was in line with the original contract that was awarded in January, hiring them as our engineer.
So this won't be an additional $21,000?
No, it is an additional $21,000, but all the terms and conditions of his existing contract still apply. The rates he used to formulate this proposal are respective.
Okay. I second the motion.
And is this money in the budget already?
Yes. So it's going to be knocked down by $5,000.
Yes.
Any other discussion? Deal with money. Let's have a roll call on this one, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Alvo?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, there's some other things we talked about, too. We talked about Jade Development. Everybody read their email about them? All right, what they're asking for, they're the people who got the Regency of Washington back from Toll Brothers. What they're asking for, I guess, is they're taking away the age... They're applying for the to take away the age limitation, so they can open it up to anybody. But what they've asked for is an additional 27,600 gallons. I mean, what they've asked for is an additional 2,000 gallons of flow to the sewer for above what was requested through Toll Brothers for the Regency project. Andrew had already done the wastewater management plan, and in there, the extra capacity that they're asking for was already included in the wastewater management plan. So it's kind of like they're requesting it. It's already there. He recommends that we go ahead and allow it. They want a total of 26,700 gallons, or
26.
And in the wastewater management plan, they were allotted 28. So it's within the what was already allotted when it was when the plans were approved.
So we're not really giving.
We're not giving them any
2,000.
We're not giving them 2,000.
The new owner. We're just transferring the.
We're giving them what they asked for originally.
Should this request not come from the planning board? Should we not have correspondence from them on this?
No. Here's what happened: is that there is, if it gets approved by the planning board, they want us. They want the additional capacity.
The planning board requested a letter from us certifying that if it's approved, we have sufficient capacity. The plan submitted to Trenton to DEP for approval clearly states there is sufficient capacity. So what Jade Acquisitions is requesting is just, yes, our wastewater engineer has certified that there is sufficient flow available should this request to the planning board be approved.
And your question on that. Now, they're going to open this up to just regular housing. It's going to be like, okay.
Yeah, for anybody.
Yeah. So you're going to have a lot more usage than you would have had if it was going to stay age restricted. Is this additional $2,000 really going to be enough to cover?
2,000 gallons.
2,000
yeah,
gallons.
The 28,000, excuse me for interrupting, 28,000 gallons was a high estimate to begin with.
Well, that was for age restricted.
But see, they used, based on, if I could, based on, and Andrew explained this to us, based on the housing units that were there, the type of housing units that were there, they used the standard engineering amounts. And that's what brought them, and that's what brought them to this amount. So it should be based on the number of bedrooms that they have in the house.
Right.
Based on the, and that translates to how many people would be allowed
in. So they based it on a number of used bedrooms and a non-age restricted use?
The wastewater management plan maxed out everything, assumed everything, which is why there's actually enough flow there now on the existing plan.
But that was for an age-restricted use. My question is...
John, I don't think the DEP regulations differentiate between the age of the occupant.
Number of
They're
rooms.
Predicated on the number of bedrooms.
Yeah.
So in other words,
If
I remember correctly, the original plan called for two-bedroom units, correct?
One,
two, and three.
Okay.
So
they're not changing that. They're just changing the restriction from...
It's still based on the use of a three-bedroom. Is that right?
That's what I understand the
regulation. Okay.
For example, a one-bedroom might be 100 gallons per day. They have so many 100 one-bedroom houses.
Right,
the two bedrooms might be 200 gallons, and that's what they based it on.
Okay, that's what
also,
I'm
they.
they're going to pay for any amendment to our wastewater management plan.
That is my question.
That
was our contingency.
Right.
Or would be.
But they're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
If they want this, they're going to have to pay.
Right.
So the committee's recommendation is that we go ahead and approve their request
mm-hmm.
with the contingency in there that if our wastewater management plan has to be amended, it's at their cost. And their developer's agreement would also have to be amended. I make that motion.
Second.
Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Okay, we got more.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know it, I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag down there on the corner of Brass Castle and 57. There's going to be a quick check store down there, put in there where the old municipal building, township municipal building is.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't know it until yesterday either. Now, there's two tracts of land there. There's one that, by Entos Plaza, there's the grass that's in between that and the old municipal building. That is actually in the borough. The same developer is going to put a bank there. So they sent a letter to Andrew and to the manager requesting that the Quick Check store itself be hooked into our sewer plant. Now, let's see here. The committee discussed that. Andrew gave his take. Anything that needed to be done, upgraded from that end of town so that it would work. There's a pumping station somewhere that if they needed to put another pumping station in, they would have to pay for it, just like whatever the properties were out here in Port Cole. They would have to pay for all the upgrades to get the stuff to the sewer plant, if that is needed. Andrews suggested that we give preliminary approval to allowing them to hook into our sewer system. The same developer is going to be developing both tracts of land, and he mentioned something about that they're going to contingent property. Am I getting that right, Rick?
Correct.
Contingent property, and the one is in the borough, so we would have to provide sewer for them. So, this is just preliminary. That based on them getting their permits and approvals and all that other stuff and coming to us with a more detailed plan, you know, what they want is a vote from the council here on the conceptually. You know, this would not be binding for us. If we took a vote here, voting conceptually, yeah, we would do it, contingent upon all the plans and they meet everything, all the requirements that we need, we would still take another vote on it once they would have to come in front of the council to propose to the council what
they're doing. Do they realize that they're going to have to change the township's wastewater management plan and the borough?
Yes, and they're willing to do that.
And pay for it.
Yeah, and they're willing to do that.
And it has long been standing for this council not to piecemeal sewering parts of the township.
Understood. But we got ordered to, if you remember, with Port Cole.
If I may.
That was a unique situation.
Yeah.
I understand that.
With,
I understand.
We actually, the borough, voluntarily agreed to do that as an accommodation to the DEP because of the unique situation.
I think we volunteered before we got ordered.
If I may. There's two parcels here in question, one within the township, one within the borough. Phase one is development in the township. Phase two is development in the borough. That's what they're seeking approval for on the township side, and then ultimately before the respective boards here on the borough side. So the question is, they're going to be developing property in both communities. Their request is, instead of us having to invest funds to create a septic system that would handle that, it's more cost effective for them to tie into our system since they plan on developing the parcel within the borough and tying in anyway. The amount that they, that
I just want to make sure that I'm not missing anything. And the amount of capacity they're requesting to be preliminarily approved for, it maxes out development in both. We're still, there is still capacity should this council choose to do so. So while I understand what you're saying, you know, we're now helping, if you will, the township properties to tie in, their plan is to develop within the borough to that contiguous property.
But we have a...
That's why it's brought before council now. They can say yes, they can say no.
We have a development plan that we are running short with sewer capacity. And we need to start looking...
All right, according to Andrew, he broke out the wastewater management plan yesterday also during this. And what they're requesting is 2,000 gallons with a maximum, I think, of what, 3,500?
35 max.
Yeah, 35 max.
From a quick check?
No.
For both properties.
For both properties.
The bank and the quick check.
The quick check is going to have a fueling station also, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
What do you mean a fueling station?
It's a gas station.
That's what they're before the township board of adjustment.
I have a question about this. We're putting a quick check down there. How is this going to affect that deli over there that's there already?
We have no say over what goes in the township.
The quick check will be going in the township, and the representatives from the quick check sat in our conference room and said they do not plan on closing the existing one.
They're closing the existing?
Quick check.
They're not going.
They're not going to close it.
But I'm talking about deli business where they're putting a quick check.
That actually, unfortunately, is out of our jurisdiction because that building is going into township.
Well, that's some very nice planning.
Our property isn't big enough for them to put it on.
Yeah, but you don't get my point.
No, I'm...
We're going to have to lay it out of business that's owned by somebody that lives here in the borough.
This council can say no to it, and they theoretically can still move forward and still create septic and create the business. We don't have to allow anyone to tie into our system.
The bank would have to.
Well, the bank would.
Right, the bank would have to.
Correct.
Because that's actually in the green shaded area of the map.
But you said there was something with contingent areas that you were required?
Andrew explained it, that would be their case if they went to the DEP, contingent properties like that they're developing in the borough. They're trying to say that a portion of what they want to develop is in the borough, so they should have the right, even though they're outside the borough, to be able to hook up to our system.
But it's two separate blocks.
Correct. One's in the township, right. One's in the borough. Their argument is, we're going to be developing the borough side eventually, let us tie in now. And then when they develop the borough side, the line's established.
All they're asking for is a conceptual yes or no, you know, if this is something that the borough would be open to, and it doesn't give them final approval for anything.
They still have to go to the respective boards for approval.
And Andrew did make sure that capacity was included in the build-out for the wastewater management plan.
The borough's property.
Right.
But not the township.
Township's not part of our plan. We can't account for that.
Right.
They have their own.
And they would amend it at their cost. Through Andrew.
Do we have any other areas, like in Washington, that could be developed for a business? Like, would we be taking away sewer capacity for an actual borough business? You know what I'm saying?
No, the actual wastewater plan that we send down to Trenton accounts for all of the blocks and lots within this municipality. If it's a residential, it accounts for X. Commercial properties, even if they're undeveloped, have a down amount associated with them in the plan. So every possible thing. Now, that unless a year from now, 5 years from now, someone changes zoning, if council decides to change zoning for something, that will throw off the plan. But as it stands right now, the gallons are accounted for.
Okay.
However, we could have another developer like Jack come in and in one of our redevelopment zones and build another multi-living quarter.
And by giving quick check the township sewer capacity, we wouldn't be able to give them capacity. That's my question.
Like I said, right now, the possible development that's permitted in all of our zones is accounted for in the plan sent to Trent. The only reason that should change is if in the future council decides to change the zoning for a property, say there's a property that's commercial, you decide to make it residential for whatever reason, that'll throw off the entire plan. As it stands now, it's maxed out based on full growth of all the zones.
Even my understanding is even if we don't say we agree with it, that they would still be able to petition the DEP. Is that what he said?
I don't recall. I'm not saying I don't recall that, but I mean, I can get clarification if you like, but I don't recall that.
I'm not sure how the DEP could order the borough to serve somebody outside our
wastewater area.
Yeah.
The short version of it is it's council's choice.
Here's the bottom line. They're either going to come into our sewer system, or they're going to have a
septic
system. They are going in.
I personally, I'm kind of tired of helping corporations become rich off of us. If they need to put a septic system in, it's in the township. Let them do it.
And again, my thing is that they're affecting two businesses here in the town. They're going to affect the deli that's in that's established already. It's also is owned by a resident of the borough. And again, you're the like members here of the Concerned Citizens group. Well, Concerned Citizens, you have a corporation coming in that's going to knock out a small deli. And it's also going to affect the other gas station that's near there, too, that's also owned by a local person. Yeah, no, I don't like this at all.
All right, well, for the purpose of taking, or do you just want to table it? Because eventually it's going to come officially to the council. If you don't want to take any action on it right now, we won't take any action.
I'd rather take action on it now. Mm.
This is only conceptual. This is not saying that we're not giving them permission, or we are giving them permission.
Conceptual.
Well, there's no motion at the moment, so if you would like to make a motion.
Then I'll make the motion.
Is there a second? Hearing none, the motion dies.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Yes. It was a very productive meeting.
Okay.
We talked a lot about sewer.
They're going to spend money and time.
Based on our last sewer subcommittee meeting.
Mr. Higgins, if I can interrupt you for a second, the manager is bringing up the point of if we're not going to do it, we should probably have a motion to deny the preliminary.
I just need to notify.
Okay, I make a motion to deny preliminary approval to tie into the wastewater plant.
I'll second it. Okay, is there any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Continue, please.
Okay. Based off our last meeting where we talked about the inspection of the schools and the stadium and all that, Andrew is going to make appointments to go do that. He is also going to check on the status. He's actually going to make visits to evaluate the EDUs at Warren Plaza and at the schools.
The schools keep telling us that part of their school goes into Oxford.
Not true.
Thank you. And if that's the case, maybe we need to dye test then. They've put on two additions since we redid the sewer plant.
That actually can be discovered very easily in Oxford's wastewater treatment plant.
Right.
So, I mean, Andrew's going to investigate it, and when he comes back, we can take it from there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's the end of my report. Thank you.
Do you have any other committee reports?
I'll do the grant committee. We are looking into a FEMA fire department grant, but the deadline is the end of next week. And I spoke with the chief and regarding there is a 5% match, and it would be for equipment and apparatus. And he said that it probably wouldn't be a problem, that they could donate the money back, but he was going to speak with the actual fire department to see if they would all agree with the 5% match. But given the timing, I think we might miss applying for the grant. I haven't heard back from him. It's been over a week. We also approved a letter of inquiry, and it was sent out last week to the William Penn Foundation for a grant for $55,000 to cover a lot of the expenses for the dam removal. So keep your finger crossed that if we could get that, that'd be great. It would pay. It would replenish the capital and then cover the destruction of it. So, but it's a unique way of getting a grant. This is just a letter of inquiry, and we'll find out in July if we can submit the full proposal. So we did do that.
Any others?
Yes, Senior Citizens Committee, we met April 21st, and no one showed up. So please, at the next meetings, please come out. The next Senior Committee meeting will be June 23rd at 6:30. If there is a room available, I will check that with Christine. And August 25th at 6:30. And for the DPW garage, since I have not been in the area for about 2 weeks, I'll defer to the manager.
We had a second meeting, on-site meeting with the contractor. In the last 3.5 weeks, they made significant progress. They were actually tripping over each other there last week, for anyone who happened to be up there. I haven't seen that much activity here in a long time, so they're actually making significant progress. The engineering firm that was brought in by the insurance company to oversee this is fantastic. The general contractor and subs are fantastic. Everything we've asked for, they've given us promptly, and all the remaining parts have been ordered, and everything is on schedule. If weather permitting, they're looking at end of August. So I recommend anyone who wants to go take a look. They've actually made a lot of work in the last 3.5 weeks.
Any other committee reports?
Well, I have one clarification. Yesterday in the sewer subcommittee meeting, we talked about the next structure downstream being the bridge in Broadway. Not true. There's a bridge on Buttermilk Bridge Road in Washington Township.
Wow. That's what we get when we sit there without a map.
Shaded in green.
In order to get rid of that dam, we'll have to get stream encroachment permits from DEP and all?
Nope.
We own it. It's all our property. Our property, our dam.
Nice.
Okay. That brings us up to old business. Do you have any further budget discussion or discussion on refuse collection options?
I have a budget discussion.
Certainly.
If I could. After the last council meeting when Beth gave her proposal, when I asked the recreation director if there was any other, cuts, and I think I must have communicated, very well. I meant as a result of everything that they proposed, and that council went ahead and approved to move forward on. And so I'd like to, and I spoke with him, and he did agree with some of the things that I mentioned. So I would like to propose some cuts to the recreation department. I'm not sure how that all ties into the whole trusting and, whether it's line items or whatever. So I'll go over what I have, and then, maybe we can approve some of the cuts. But for example, in the line item worksheet that he provided for salaries and wages, the swim program, for swim lessons, swim team, swim program, concession stand, the introduced budget total is over $45,000. Now, at the last council meeting, the council approved the reduction in the pool hours per her, proposal. So she proposed the reduction, and we approved these reduction in hours, and it would be a cost avoidance of $15,500. So I would like us to reduce the recreation department budget by that $15,500. In addition, it was also discussed that while the other recreation programs are able to support themselves with user fees, etc., so I'd like to propose that we remove I don't know if there's still going to be these line items. So if so, I think we should remove the salary and wages for the adult basketball program of $1,924. So I'm asking for a reduction of $17,424 out of recreation department salary and wages. In addition,
if I can interrupt you there, the salary and wages for the adult basketball, that's paying for the referees?
It doesn't tell you that on the worksheet. I don't know, but because there's usually a separate thing for umpires.
Because what I'm thinking there is that you're saying you know, the program's still going to continue. There's still going to be the referees. They can make it up out of the program fees.
Right.
But it still has to be a line item in the budget, I would think, in order for them to get paid for it. That's the first thing that I'm thinking there.
I think I know what you're saying. The actual current fund budget, are you right? If Councilwoman Galiba is saying remove, you know, $10,000 from salary and wage due to, you know, swim lessons or due to whatever program, if Gary's okay with it and council's okay with it, what it is just reduces the current fund allocation. The point being, because Gary was given the mandate, if they're not self-funding, they don't move forward. So the salaries, the operating, all of that goes into account with the user fees. The number of user fees dictate whether or not the program was for. So I think the answer to your question is if it's removed from here and Gary's saying that the programs are self-sufficient, it shouldn't have an impact. Is that?
I think we're on the same page there. It's just that I'm looking at what I believed you to be saying is that there wasn't any savings per se as far as the adult basketball goes with the salary and wages. It's just that it was going to be self-funded, so it's not the borough's contribution to it to do that. But I'm thinking if they still have to be paid, there still has to be a line item there for salary and wages.
I'm sorry?
Aren't they paid on a 1099?
They are paid on a 1099, but you still have to pay them.
Right, so item.
I think what you're getting at then is if it's a self-funded program, it gets funded through trust fund. Pay for the salaries for, in essence, coaches.
That's what I'm saying.
Just so I clear, trust fund, self-funded programs, remove, your recommendation, I should say, is to remove the allocation of salaries that was to be raised in current.
Right.
Not that particular line item.
Not that particular line item. Correct me if I'm wrong, you're using that as an example of what the value reduction is.
Based on the worksheet.
On the current fund side, all I reduce it is from the Parks and Rec salary.
Right.
Correct. It doesn't have the line item on the Parks and
but,
Rec.
But, okay. Again, that's why I said I'm not sure with the whole line item. But, I don't know. Then under operating expenses, again, because they're able to support themselves, you know, for example, street hockey was $2,446. And some of them were for materials and supplies. Some of them, these were not salary and wages, what I'm saying right here.
Yeah.
Karate was $707.
I just misunderstood what you said. It presented it there.
Youth basketball was like $1,700. Girls soccer. It totals about $6,291 out of the operating expenses. They're self-sufficient, then I think we should remove it from the current fund budget. In addition, council also approved the pool advisory committee's proposal to solicit donations for the programs for the Grand Illumination, 4th of July, and Egg Hunt. I think we should remove them from the current fund budget, and if they don't get the donations, I hate to say it, we don't have the Grand Illumination. If they get the donations, then you have those programs. So that comes to almost $2,000. So I'm asking for a total reduction from the Recreation Department of $25,491. And it's $8,000 out of operating expenses and, you know, $17,000. I'm rounding at $17,000. I have the exact numbers here. $17,000 from salary and wages and $8,000 from operating expenses. And it was all based on what we already approved based on their proposal and based on the information that those programs are self-funded. I'm not asking for anything, like, unreasonable, like, you know, parks and stuff are still being, you know, funded, and materials and supplies, and most of the swim program we're still funding. And
see, Mike, well, I have a question on that. That $15,000.
That came from her proposal.
I understand that, but that was used to close the gap for what they raised, $65,000. They're saying that it was $112,000 to run it. They raised $65,000. Those were cost-cutting measures to close that gap. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that by closing the pool, they're actually saving that $15,000 towards the pool operation, closing the gap of the $112,000. So it wouldn't actually be a realized savings of $15,000. Right?
understand.
Well, that was part of it. I mean, if you go, if you look
but
at
but if they're cutting the hours, then...
I understand what you're saying.
I think, if I may, I think you're both correct. And what I mean to say by that is, obviously, if the pool's open less hours, you're realizing a savings. But the amount of that savings is still being budgeted. So if by closing the pool, you know, reducing the hours, you save $5,000, if you're still raising that $5,000 in the budget, you're not saving the $5,000. The taxpayers still have to fund that $5,000. So, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Councilman Glibo, you're saying that, you know, soft cost savings realize X, whatever X is. Pull that out of the budget because it's not going to be needed.
Right, right, exactly. Why should the taxpayers have to come up with that money if it's not going to be needed?
It's been pointed out to me that I've been going against the charter and the Robert Rules of Orders by allowing public comment on many of these things that we're doing. So I'm not going to be doing that today. No, we're not going to have questions on that. We're going to do away with that part of it. Public portion is over, so I'm sorry about that, but it's been pointed out to me by a couple people that we're not following Robert's rules as we should.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to deviate from Robert's rules of order and hear Mrs. Sloan's question.
I would, if you're going to do that, I would say just open it up in general, not just to one person.
Okay, then I'll open it up in general.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No opposed. If we're going to follow the charter, we should follow the charter.
Okay.
We haven't been following the charter, so I don't know why we're going to do it now.
All right, well, first off, Mr. Del Elba, I saw your hand up first. Well, I'll start there.
Yeah, but maybe we can put a time limit on it.
I'll be quick. I think that what you're raising here is a saving. When you asked them to propose cutting down so that the loss would be less, okay, they said all these proposals will lessen the loss and try to get to us to a break-even point. So if you've got a loss here and you've got a base here, okay, and now that you say, okay, if we do this, 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 and this, we get us closer to the base, and then you take the base and say, knock out another 15 and drop it here, you've effectively lowered them down again. So now you've got still a large gap here. You've undercut their legs of their proposals. What you're doing is accurate in terms of, hey, look, it looks like we can save 15. Let's save us taxpayers 15. Commendable. But you told them to try to make a savings to make up the loss. Now you're dropping the bottom again. So it's not really a savings. You're making the loss still there, number one. Number two, when they asked about raising funds, and unfortunately those folks that were considering it are not here, they also said we can go out and raise funds for the pool, but what we need to do is know who the checks are written to. We want to know that the checks that are written go directly to a pool to fund it to make up the difference, which we're trying to save, and not into a slush fund rec commission pool that could be used and transferred anywhere else. That was the question. And they're still questioning, we're still on hold, about helping to raise funds because that is not answered. So there's two issues we got going on here. And both of them are critical to this decision. Quick enough?
Sure. Mrs. Sloan.
My question concerns liability when people are not paid under the pool, you know, so they were these adult recreation judges. What is the town liable for? If somebody gets hurt, are they not?
They're still going to be paid the way they were before. That money would just be coming out of that, out of the user fee,
yeah,
instead of given by the town. So if we're paying $1,000 from the town, Mrs. Gleva's recommendation is that we take that $1,000 back that the town gives and use the $1,000 from user fees.
Okay, well then people are still covered in case somebody,
yes,
breaks their neck.
Yes.
Okay, that's all. I just wondered if we're still playing safe, you know, if we're not going to be
that our insurance,
sued for,
yeah,
some exorbitant because we're not doing it right.
Okay. Mr. Feldman, did you have something? Okay. Okay, then we'll go back here. Mrs. Gleeby, do Were you going to make a motion with the
specifics? Well, yeah, I was going to make a motion for the reduction, so.
Were or?
Well, yeah, I would like to make a motion for the reduction.
And would you, just for the record, list the reductions that you had there?
Reduction in the Recreation Department salary and wages.
Of how much?
Of $17,000. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong and.
I just, whatever motion you make, I just need, I'm writing down the specifics, so I have.
And then.
$17,000, you said?
Right, and then $8,000 from operating expenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this?
Yes, sir.
Terry, you spoke enough.
Oh, okay. You've discussed these with Gary.
The salary, he said he agreed with the $15,500, but mm-hmm. maybe he was thinking of it like me.
And the $8,000 from the operating expense because the pool will not be open as long?
Well, no, the operating expense, that had to do with the programs. That had nothing to do with the fund program.
Okay.
And I did not discuss that with him.
Non-user fee.
Non-user fees.
Yeah, I didn't discuss that with him.
Okay.
I was showing when I was trying to clarify where I was coming from and could that department recommend any reductions as a result of the proposals.
And these were part of that
right.
suggestion from him.
Well, he didn't suggest it. I was explaining where I was coming from with the $15,000.
Okay.
But, he, you know, he's not here. Not the operating expenses, not the program. That's me.
Okay. Councilman Higgins.
Yes. I would like to actually have Mr. Masoner review those numbers before we commit to them. Some of them you said that he did, he agreed it with, and some of them he didn't. Does it make a difference if we do it tonight or if we do it at the next meeting after they have a chance to review it?
Solely a council decision.
I mean, it will affect the budget final numbers whether or not that goes through.
Well, obviously,
so.
The sooner reductions are made, the more it aids in our argument to the state.
Right. I would suggest holding off until the rec director has had an opportunity to review this.
I'm kind of in your camp there, you know, particularly to the point that Mr. Del Elba made. You know, are we cutting the bottom out even farther, you know, and cutting off our nose to spite our face? I'd like some kind of a...
Yes, I agree.
Of an opinion, I guess, mm-hmm. as to, you know, is that actually what we're doing, mm-hmm. you know, by making the cuts that you suggest? Any other discussion?
I'll withdraw my second.
Okay. Would you withdraw your motion at least until the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I will make a motion then that the information that Mrs. Gleva have be passed on to the Recreation Director and Committee for their recommendations for our next council meeting.
I'm sorry to interrupt, just a point of clarification. The REC committee doesn't have a say in the budget, so.
To the REC director and REC committee for their recommendations. Our ordinance says that they can recommend.
Okay, there's a second for that. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And just keep it on, you know, to make sure that, you know, we're not cutting the bottom out even further on something, just, you know, setting it up to fail. Anything else on the budget? Anything for refuse collection?
Well, since the two councilmen that have been getting the information on here, I think we should kind of...
I know that Patrick is waiting for something from next week from...
Hampton.
Okay. Hampton. Another municipality.
Okay, we can just carry that on further. Mm-hmm. Looking at the hour, how about if we have a motion for a 10-minute break?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We will continue. Now that the recording is on. We're all done with old business. This brings us up to new business.
Mr. Mayor, I would make a motion that we... Resolutions from 102 through 105.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion on resolutions 102 through 105? Hearing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Higgins?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm going to abstain on 102.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to Resolution 106, 2010, granting a leave of absence to one of our library employees.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Is there any more that we can do all at once?
Do we need to pull one of these?
No, I took care of it.
Okay, well, we'll take care of it.
When we get to the bill list, part we have the one.
Bill list, we have to. We could probably do up to 113. 110 to 113 altogether.
Okay. David doesn't have a problem with 110, right?
He does. Okay, well, let's do 110 all by itself then, so David can abstain.
I'll move Resolution 110, 2010.
Is there a second? Somebody seconded.
I had a question, so I don't know if I could still second it.
You can second it in the discussion. Okay. Any discussion?
Explain it. I have no idea what it is.
What it was, is this was a bond back in 2008 authorized. It authorized up to $1 million to be borrowed to purchase the replacement fire truck. Due to the grant funding that was received, the whole $1 million didn't need to be used. Only $500,000 needed to be used. This is canceling that other half. So one, we don't borrow on it. Since it was only to be used for the fire truck, we won't need the money anymore. It affects our overall debt rating by saying, look, just because you can borrow $1 million, you're canceling it. It actually helps us with our overall debt.
Does that reduce the debt?
No, because we didn't borrow on it. It said you can borrow up to $1 million, but I only borrowed $5 million.
It's like canceling a line of credit.
Exactly. Oh, okay. So it doesn't reduce our debt. It cleans up the paper trail saying we're no longer going to be acting on this ordinance anymore. Or potentially acting, I should say, on this ordinance.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstain. Yeah, abstain.
Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, how about if we do 111, 112, and 113 all together?
Yeah, I have a question on that.
You can, so you get moved and seconded. Right.
Move 111, 112, 113?
Yes. Terry moved it. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion.
My question is, what is the nominal consideration?
$1, because it's to another government bond company.
On the 111, 2010. Are these the police department bicycles that they're getting?
No, well, 11, let's see here. 11, 2010, sales surplus items to the
bicycles is 112.
Yeah, but it says bicycles on 111, and then it says ordinance. Like this 111, the way it's typed on it.
Maybe it just has the wrong number.
It's the 1, 2, 3, 4th whereas.
And then in number 3, it says ordinance.
Wait, hold on. Oh, it should be vehicles. That's a typo.
Okay.
To sell the vehicles.
And then it says ordinance on number 3. Is it? What's the difference?
That should be resolution. Actually, I shouldn't even say that. Number 3, this entirety should be removed. That's a typo as well. Because what it was is the language. The ordinance was the template, if you will, for this. So we can change that one whereas to sell the vehicles. And number 3 in its entirety can be removed. That's a typo.
Then I also have a correction on 113, 2010.
Might be the same thing. 113, 2010, okay.
It's the ninth whereas.
Wait, 113. 2010, okay.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah,
I used the same. Well, no, that one's correct, because the technical school's getting the bicycles.
Well, that would be uniforms.
No, they're getting uniforms.
112 is...
Correct. Everything's blending in.
Okay, let's go back to 112.
Okay, 112.
Should that say Warren Hills instead of Warren County? Warren County Regional School District for the bikes, or should that say Warren Hills? I thought they were going to Warren Hills. I'm sorry, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Three spots.
You could say
Well, because it could be the middle school as part of the region.
I mean, I don't know what...
It's not Warren County, it would have to say Warren County.
Yeah, then it's Warren Hills.
Yes.
So that would be in the fourth whereas as well as the last whereas. Mm. The last two whereas.
And also in the now therefore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else on these? Roll call, please.
Alvin? Yes.
Fagan?
Yes.
Weber?
No to 111 and yes to 112, 113.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, that takes us to 114, 2010.
I move resolution 114, 2010.
Second.
Any discussion? For the sale of surplus property for the Mack aerial scope, the old fire truck. Any other discussion?
This will go out on
the public auction, right? That's not...
Yes.
Okay.
And the minimum, there's no mention of the minimum bid. I thought we were talking about the...
Minimum bid is $10,000. You don't have to put the minimum bid on this. The minimum bid goes on the notice.
Okay.
This is just, I'm sorry, this is just memorializing council's decision before.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Me.
I guess we can do 115, 116, and 117 together.
You did 115, right?
Nope, you're right. 116 and 117.
You did 115 earlier?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Superintendent is here.
Is there a motion on these two?
I'll move it.
Second?
Which ones are we doing? Two or three?
116 and 117.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't move it.
Okay, I'll make a motion to move 116 and 117.
Second? Actually, I can't.
Okay. Whatever, you're done. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question on 116. I'm just wondering, I don't know how any of this works with the temporary. I mean, I kind of do. But, like, for example, for the tax collection OE, I was looking on the April year-to-date reports. Is this, and they were already over budget, so does this dollar amount, like, also compensate for that over budget? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, are we budgeting enough? I'm almost saying, we need to make the number
Well,
bigger?
It's not a question of whether you're budgeting enough. Statutorily, you can only budget certain amounts when you're in a temporary budget.
Oh, that whole 20, yes.
Exactly. So initially, you can only do 26 and a quarter. After that, you can only do it in 1/12.
Okay.
The equivalent of 1/1.
Okay.
So the answer is, yes, they were over in their initial temporary. This accounts for the difference.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes.
All in favor?
No. I have a question.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say...
Oh,
I
said yes. I thought you were hurrying the meeting along.
Mm-hmm. No. Downtown redevelopment.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that for?
That's for any cost that we might have to spend. Not authorized. Might have to spend associated with any parking lot work downtown. As far as the park. Again, if it's not used, that's only placed in there, and the contract that council awarded the redevelopment attorney was for
no
work
money.
In accordance with, again, work in accordance with the terms to be certified as needed. Certified as needed. No expenditures have been made on this. This is in the event that something needs to be spent.
I think the contract said $10,000.
Well, yeah, it had a cap on it.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is going to be...
This is going towards that.
Yes, but again, not to be certified at the time via purchase order or via the contract.
So I'm kind of going along with the budget question. Like, why can't we reduce that by $5,000?
You can do whatever you choose to your budget. I mean, this is your budget. You can do whatever you choose. I mean, I caution you by saying you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face when it comes to, is $2,500, is $5,000 going to solve our financial problems? No. Is it a cut? Absolutely. And it's a viable cut. It could be a legitimate cut. Again, we're still, not to oversimplify, but these numbers are actually irrelevant because the final adopted budget is what counts. So you can adjust 100 times between now when we adopt the final budget. So by the time final budget adoption comes, we'll give you a year to date on all the accounts so you know where we stand. Or actually, it's on, it'll be on the website.
Don't we need to know that, though, before we go down for the cap waiver?
Oh, absolutely, okay. Yeah. We have to run the year-to-date information and plug it into the state's form anyway.
Okay, on page two, I have a question. Under police department salary and wage, is that part of the buyback?
Yep.
Sick card?
Yep. All right. Over the next, well, now it's less than that, but it's originally 18 months.
Okay, so the police department O&E, then, that is for our contract with the township.
Hold on, police department 08, hold on, page 2?
Yes, 600,000.
That's correct.
Okay, so we budgeted
2.2.
2.1.
All right, and 26%, how much did we pay with the first one? You know,
480,000.
Okay, so we got $1 million yet.
Roughly.
Yeah. Okay.
Mayor, I have a question.
Sure.
On the second part of this, there's a resolution for sewer utility?
Yeah, it's a temporary budget for current, temporary budget for sewer.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that everyone understood that it was for both.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Labor?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that takes us to
vouchers.
Well, yeah,
that's the 117. Well, it was part of that, though, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You had to abstain from that, though.
I don't think so.
I didn't have to.
No, this one you didn't have to.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Not
just
the him or the fire department.
Oh,
okay.
But I did have a question on that one.
Okay.
This is approving him to send a letter. Is this part of his retainer?
Well, yeah, it's part of his general
retainer. Okay.
Move repair bills.
Second.
Okay. You have anything on the bills?
Yes, with council's approval, and I'll explain it in our exec session, I'd like to request under page 11, PO number 10-00478, very bottom of the page, be pulled off this bill list and not approved. I'll explain why in the executive session.
Do you need the motion and the second to reflect that?
As long as the bill list is approved with that removal,
yep.
That's sufficient.
Okay.
10-00478?
Yes, 10-00478.
Okay.
Page 11 on the bill list.
Okay, and that one will be pulled. Any other discussion on our bills? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Powell?
Yes.
Valentine?
With yes. This removal?
Yes. Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Leva?
I'm going
to abstain. Okay. I abstain on any bill that has to pertain to the fire department. Yes on everything else. And a quick comment. We're still getting recreation legal expenses.
Because it's from 2009.
That brings us to a recap.
I'll let the DPW know to contact that resident and deliver the barricades a day or two before. Answer questions from Christina Wachowski. I'll follow up on the issues that Mr. Rathod brought up regarding his summons. Move forward with the dam phase 1 and phase 2, not to exceed 21,000 with Suburban Consulting. Sorry, Christine, I know it's going fast. Okay. Well, I heard it typing very fast. Move forward with Jade that we can certify, Jade Acquisitions?
Yeah.
Jade Acquisitions, letting them know that we can certify that we have existing capacity in our wastewater management plan, but if the plan needs to move, be amended, it's at their expense. I'll inform QuickCheck that we're going to deny their request to tie into for our sewer system.
Preliminary.
I'm sorry?
Preliminary tonight. Preliminarily.
preliminary request.
Was that what the motion was for, preliminary denial? I thought it was denial. That's what I wrote down. The motion was for denial of Quick Check's request.
So preliminary, you said to...
They did describe it as a preliminary denial, but I'm not sure. I think...
Preliminary denial.
You want to get... The issue is, they're probably going to need to move ahead knowing whether you're going to get sewer or not sewer, so...
I mean, I can't say we're going to think about it. They're spending time and money on this.
They're going to have to design a phase study or septic or sewer.
Yeah, we can't leave them in lurch. That's what I wrote down, is that it was denied. I know you mentioned...
But Dave did say that.
Yeah, but I thought the motion was to deny. I know you mentioned preliminary.
Anyway, it'll get decided either.
Can I get clarification on that from council?
I shouldn't think it would be a permanent denial.
It shouldn't?
Should.
Because I can't say we're going to get back to you. I mean, they're
right.
They're developers. They need to...
Well, they wanted us to get back to them anyway. They understood that this wasn't going to be a binding vote. Remember? When Andrew presented it,
no,
he asked
I
for preliminary...
I understand that. Look at it from their standpoint. Would you want to be just hanging there waiting for you guys to decide?
Would you want to be in their position when they say okay, and then when they come present it, they design it?
Well, they're not
the
they wouldn't present
no?
it to us, though. They present it to the planning board.
I understand that.
All right, John, you want
to... I'll make a motion to make it a permanent denial.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion?
Well, should we wait for, you know, the two councilmen who are missing?
Actually, I thought I made the motion and it wasn't seconded.
To approve it.
To approve it.
And then you made the motion to deny it.
Right.
And it wasn't... Oh,
and that was seconded.
And that
one was successful.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for a permanent denial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I guess does that cause us any problems from Robert's rules?
No.
Okay.
You could do that. It's a different motion. It's a different subject.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
And finally, I'll work with Councilwoman Gleba on the... get the opinions of the rec director and rec committee on the proposed budget reductions.
And you were gonna when you said the $21,000 in the contract for the
it'll stay not to
and you'll remove the five from the
council. Well, I won't remove the five from his proposal. What I'll do is I'll say, in accordance with the proposal dated on this date, we are exercising phase one and phase two at a cost of X. We're not entertaining phase three at this time.
Okay.
That'll
no, I'm talking world. About the budget, though. We're going to keep the $26,000 in
there. Well, this is actually capital money from last year. It's
all
not
right.
in this year's budget. So
okay.
Not only that, DEP might tell us we have
it's to do
this. This is capital money from 09.
Okay.
All right. That being done, council remarks. Councilman Housel.
Good to be back. I'm glad the garage is progressing. Glad to hear about that. I've been just so busy, I have not had a chance to get up there. I will probably next week be up there. And I am working on the resolution about the school merger with Warren Hills and becoming one large district. So I have a draft form of that. And I may try to get that typed up and give that to the manager just to get his input, and then maybe the two of us can finalize it.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
I think that's it.
Okay. Councilman Valentine.
Yeah. Maybe I should mention this before I talk about grants, and I haven't mentioned it to the rest of the grant committee, so I'll mention it here. I was talking with Gary about the grandstand, and he was talking about seeing if there was any kind of grants for doing a renovation on it or restoring it.
The County Historic Preservation, I think.
Right, I contacted them and they're looking into it. They haven't gotten back to me yet, so that's looking like it'll work.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Councilwoman Gleba?
Two things. Will we see a resolution for the first part of the work for Stephanie Lewis that we...
Not a resolution. That was just a due to the dollar amount. Legally, it was just a purchase order.
Oh, okay.
Created the purchase order and she took care of it, right?
Okay.
It's all done. For the first part, not the second part.
Right. Okay. And then the other thing I had wanted to go over was the library ballot question. I was going to make a motion that we tell the manager not to proceed further in drafting the ballot questions to merge with the county.
I thought that was already decided.
My motion is to...
Instruct the manager to abandon the ballot question regarding merger of the library and with the county.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion on it? I'll have my discussion then. Personally, I don't think that's a good idea. Every couple of years, this comes up. Should we be in the county? Should we have our own? What's more cost effective? And no matter what we do, we're wrong. So if we put it out to the voters, we put this to bed. We can say for the next 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, look, we gave you the option. This is what you voted for. You got it. You know, now it's not a point of contention or discussion anymore, no matter what the outcome is.
My concern is that the public might be, you know, misinformed. They might not even thoroughly read the ballot question. And even in today's paper, there was a letter to the editor about it, and she was, you know, incorrect. You know, she said that the borough should agree to become part of the county system, that we need to keep the library open. And she's wrong, because if we merge with the counties, it would be a vacant building, and it also costs more money. So that's where I'm coming from.
I don't see how we can, even if it does go to a vote and they decide to merge with the county, there were people here to listen to what that lady had to say, but there weren't enough people here to listen to her say, we're going to close your library,
right,
and you're going to have to drive to the other.
Right,
the next,
yeah, the four locations.
Right. Well, that's all going to come from the ballot question and the interpretive statement.
That's going to say it on the ballot question? This one's going to be closed, and you're going to have to drive?
If I may, there's nothing precluding this body from putting an informatory blurb, if you will, on our website, a public notice downstairs. I mean, the bottom line is, if you want to move forward with this, you can get the word out, or you cannot get the word out, or you cannot move forward with it.
Rather not move forward with
that. That's the question.
I think we should leave the library the way it is.
Well, we have the motion. Is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Is there a second?
Yeah, I second.
All in favor?
Those in favor of abandoning the question.
Abandoning the question.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm opposed. And any abstentions? That's that. Anything else, Mrs. Gleba?
That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes, of course. You know that. Let's see here. I had an opportunity on Wednesday to go up to the garage, to the DPW garage. They are moving quite expeditiously. Nobody asked me who I was, what I was doing there, anything like that. I'm walking around, walking in there. Picking up drills. No, I didn't pick up
drills. Loading up your truck.
Yeah, the electrician was in there, you know, running the wires and all that. I mean, it's coming along. The garage door's closed. So I did have an opportunity to see that. I know I should probably call Debbie on this, but there's a pothole on Jackson Avenue and 57 by the Krausers. East.
Is that the one you should tell me about?
I believe I told you about that.
It's probably
that.
About that.
He just told me the other day, actually, and they were doing storm damage cleanup last week. They just ordered more asphalt.
Okay. Just so everybody here knows, as a point of questioning that we had tonight here about the recreation money, when I spoke with Paul, I asked the question when we were dealing with an audit. I asked the question of him, and he said he didn't have the information handy that he could meet with me later on to discuss it. What he told me there was that there was a line item created that there was no money for, and the only place that the money could be taken from was from the rec commission. It couldn't be raised in the new in the budget, because the budget had already been submitted, and they couldn't get the money from it from the next year, because it was... And that was two managers ago. Just so everybody's clear on that. That happened two managers ago.
Paul is the auditor from Warner, Quentin, or whoever was that was doing it, yeah. Just so everybody understands that. So he did say that money was taken to cover something else. Just so everybody understands that. Charter review. Listen, the lady said we should have a charter review. I don't know if anybody knows what detail in the charter review. It is, first of all, the council has to vote on it, and then the council has to appoint community members to the committee. Now, I don't know if they make recommendations, if they're binding recommendations. Do you know, Rich?
They're an advisory
committee. Okay.
They would review and say, hey, change A, B, and C, and you can do nothing.
Right. Okay. And I would like to make a motion that for the next council meeting be placed on the agenda that there is discussion about the forensic audit, and to have dates set at that meeting for preliminary interviews.
So you want us to discuss it at the next meeting, and what was the date then?
And then set dates at that meeting.
I set dates at that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second the motion.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions?
Okay, so, and that's it.
Okay, I have nothing.
Could I just say one thing, because it just dawned on me that Councilman Boyle's not here, that this past Saturday was the ribbon cutting at the community garden, and I attended with Councilman Boyle, and it really, you should, go see the garden if you haven't seen it. They really did a phenomenal job, and you know, she thanked. I mean, Mary Finnegan really needs to be commended, and she you know, thanked everyone. And it just goes to show you that, you know, little donations from here and there really can make a difference. And they just did a fantastic job. And you know, from Comcast, you know, donating, you know, the 30 employees one day to do stuff. From you know, everything was donated, and the hard work that they put into it, it's something.
I make a motion that there be a proclamation of a Mary Finnegan Day in Washington Borough.
We can do that.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay, any other discussion on that? I think that might be a little much myself. I would do a proclamation or a letter of thank you.
A letter of thank you.
It's only for one time.
You're not saying a Mary Finnegan Day in perpetuity?
No, I'm just saying on one day, whenever you, at your discretion, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. I thought you were talking about something in perpetuity.
No.
I'd rather see a proclamation or a resolution, but something like that.
You made a motion, so you have to act first.
And then what are we doing here?
Are we going to have Mary Finnegan Day or not? Yes. And I guess if it doesn't go, that there would be a motion for a proclamation or a resolution.
Do you really want to vote on this?
Withdraw.
Do you want to make this a motion? Maybe you want to have a discussion about it. I mean, that's up to you. Some of you may want it, some of you may not want it, but it does. But
we did it in the past, the one day thing. You know, we've done it in the past.
I want a thanks and appreciation.
I've never heard of doing that.
We did it for Tom, the guy who saved the guy from drowning in the Delaware.
That had to be many, many years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But
does somebody want to amend the motion or a date?
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Nay. Sounds like the nays have it.
So nay, whatever.
Make a motion that we have a proclamation of Mary's work at the community.
Appreciation of that.
Yep,
Mary.
Appreciation. And
second.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? You make me nervous when you do this.
Patrick got me today.
I will. Okay, anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
We need an executive session.
Cancel that. Make a motion to go into executive session.
Resolution 109, 2010.
For purposes of
Contract negotiation.
Contract negotiation. Clean up in aisle three.
Okay. Is there a second?